You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Tomorrow, the course for the 2019 Amgen Tour of California will be announced in Santa Clarita, which is thought to be the city where the race will begin this year. That's unconfirmed, though. Cycling fans in California and all over the world, meanwhile, are feeling heartbreak from the news that commentator Paul Sherwin died Sunday night at his home in Uganda. Paul joined Phil Liggett in covering the world's biggest cycling races. He had commentated more than 30 Tour de France races and, in fact, as a professional cyclist himself, had competed in 7 tours. So the messages and tributes are circulating all around the world. On the phone with me are longtime cycling journalist from Sacramento, James Rea. Hi, James. Glad to have you with us today.
Good morning, Beth.
And former professional cyclist and U.S. team coach Mike Sayers, who now owns Dye Endurance in Sacramento, is on the phone too. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Beth. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Mike, I know you had a nice friendship with Paul Sherwin. Will you tell me a bit about your experience with him?
Actually, my fondest memory of Paul is maybe the first time I met him. I was a young cyclist, and in 1992, six, I believe we were doing Olympic trials. It was a strange configuration. It was 5 races. Anyway, the last race I ended up 5th. I was an amateur rider against the biggest teams in the world, and he was the press officer for the Motorola cycling team at the time. And my reaction was basically that I thought I had just won the Tour de France by getting 5th in a single day event. And he turned to his riders at the time, and he pointed at me, and he just said, "I wish you guys would get that excited when you would win races." And he only got 5th. And that was the first time I ever had an interaction with Paul. And then over the years, we had crossed paths on countless occasions at races, events, and training camps, media events, things like that. So he was the voice of cycling for most of the globe. And that really, I think that is an accurate representation. He was a global icon, and it's a real tragedy that we won't be listening to him on the weekends anymore, commentate events.
His banter with Phil Liggett was smart. It was informed. They had all the behind-the-scenes knowledge, but they were lively, and they were funny. And we found a clip of Phil and Paul Sherwin talking with Frankie Andreo on NBC Sports at the Amgen Tour of California in 2016. So we're going to play it for you. The first voice that you'll hear is that of Paul Sherwin.
Crazy race so far, really difficult to actually figure out who's going to win, when the breakaways are going to stay away or not stay away. I think today, though, when we look at the individual time trial, all of a sudden we're going to start to see the men who are going to win this race.
The men who are going to win this race is a big toss-up. Tell me a little about your little booth here. Plus, you got the lights are coming in. I'm already sweating, and I've been here for like 5 seconds. You guys must come out of here drenched.
Well, the thing is, Frankie, coming from the UK, it's okay for sure when he comes from Africa, but I'm freezing, so I want the heat. He wants the AC. We fight for the first 3 hours of the day. We reach a compromise, and then we think about the Amgen. I mean, all this technical stuff is strictly for showing. It's like flying an aeroplane in here. As long as I can see one television screen and get the names right, I'm happy.
No, it does seem, I mean, you have a lot of information here, but really a lot of it, I mean, Paul, it comes from right here. It comes from the top of your head.
Well, we do remember. I mean, I've been at the Tour de France for 38 years this year. Phil Liggett, 44th Tour de France this year. So there's a fair amount up there, but, you know, getting a bit old, getting a bit slow, so I like to remember some stuff. And of course, today's exciting for me because Folsom City, got to think about Johnny Cash.
What about the penitentiary?
What about the money? Johnny Cash, you know, he was only in jail. What, talk about folklore and how it really changes history. Johnny Cash was only held in prison overnight. I thought he'd been hung up for murder or something like that, but you know, it's all about the stories, really.
It is all about the stories. And, of course, the Amgen Tour of California, one of the best stories. You two bringing those stories to life to all of our viewers at home. I'm Frankie Andrea, and we're rolling with the tour presented by VisitCalifornia.com. Thank you, Paul and Phil.
Oh, to hear those voices again. James, let me bring your voice into this conversation. And what a mark. Paul and Phil made together, but Paul Sherwin holding his own with the great commentator Phil Liggett always.
That's exactly right. When I first met Paul, and I met Phil first, but I met Paul a few years later, actually, I thought they were brothers. I mean, they don't look particularly alike, but they're so close. And they, as you may know, when they drove around the world, they had such a friendship. Paul would do the driving, and Phil would say that he was sleeping, but he was probably studying a race and getting the names and the statistics right. But I just remember those guys. They were the best at what they did. They were, as they would say, they were best mates. And I've known both of them for more than 30 years and had nothing but admiration for Paul. And certainly when I see them, one thing that everybody's been talking about is that those two guys, if you saw them at a bike race or if you had dinner with them or a beer or whatever it might have been, they remembered who you were and right. what you did and asked about, you know, how are things in Sacramento? How is your friends? How is your wife? You know, how's your running or, you know, what are you up to? They would take more interest in you, and they did it with many people than they did with their celebrity.
So I was covering the Tour de France for NBC Sports in 1990, and there was a production assistant named Catherine Love on our team. And I think you guys know where I'm going with this, because Catherine met Paul, and over the course of that tour, they fell in love and were married, and they have two children, a son, Alexander, a daughter, Margot. And so my heart was heavy at the news for them as well. And you're right, when Paul and Phil would come to Sacramento, just a smile, an instant hug, a recognition. And Mike, that's certainly how they were to the cyclists whose lives they followed so closely.
Yeah, it's quite amazing when you think about it, because cycling is a global sport now, and the sport actually operates at the highest level for almost 10 months a year. And both Phil and Paul would travel the globe and do races in every country, from China or from Australia, really in January when it kicks off, to China when the season ends in October, November. And they would go and they would know riders' names, where the teams that they used to ride for, the country. So we're literally speaking of thousands of riders in a given season after season, like you just heard, 30 and 40 years of remembering those riders. And then riders, like every athlete, football or golf or baseball, they retire and they move on to other things. And yet Phil and Paul would remember those riders and remember where they came from and what they did. And it is really shocking to think at how much information they had to produce while they're commentating these events, because cycling is a live event when it's happening, and you need to be able to know what's happening. Sometimes the race is in full flight with a lot of action going on, and they were just amazing at their recollection of riders, teams that they had ridden for, races they had won or even not won, even more importantly. So it is really amazing to think that Paul is not going to be around and we're not going to hear that silky smooth voice that he brought to the television.
On Monday, Phil Liggett tweeted, "I went to bed in Africa with a heavy heart last night, feeling sadness like never before. My teammate for 33 years was no longer with me." I hope his family is feeling the love everywhere. James Rea and Mike Sayers, thanks for spending a few moments to remember him here on behalf of the cycling community in California.
Thanks for including me, Beth. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Beth. Thanks for covering this. It's really amazing that Sacramento has a supporter like yourself to bring this kind of experience to the community. Thank you very much.
That is Mike Sayers and James Rea, and that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruriak. Our producers are Jen Picard, Cody Drabble, and Bert Johnson. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineers, Matt Piscini and Anthony Van Hook. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thanks for joining us. Hey.